St. Anicetus, Pope and Martyr, pray for us. Children, let me read to you a little bit of today's Holy Gospel, which is actually the Gospel for a week from Sunday. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But when she hath brought forth the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. So also you now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is the Gospel of today's Mass, of the Old Mass of St. Anicetus, Pope and Martyr. Well, I wonder if the Omlers made it to Rome. You know, ever since Easter, children, one of the families in our parish, Patty, of course, is one of our altar boys, have been trying to get over to Rome, and I think someone's been always sick. So they were going to try again this week, and I hope they made it, not only because it would be a wonderful trip of a lifetime, but also because that's a wonderful thing for us Roman Catholics to try to do, if we could, sometime in our life. Why would you try to get to Rome? Well, Rome is our holy city. After the Romans, they were the pagans, but God used them for his justice, destroyed the city of Jerusalem because the Jews had killed Christ, and they leveled it flat. Why then, the holy city of our faith of the new and eternal covenant became Rome. And St. Peter and Paul, they went there and they died there. And then the successor of St. Peter, he became the head of the church on earth, known as the Pope. And Rome is filled today with beautiful churches and many relics of the saints. And so much of our Catholic history, you might say it's the capital city of Christendom. And when you go there, you go not just for a vacation or as a tourist, but you go as a pilgrim. A pilgrim is someone, well, yesterday saint, remember Saint Benedict Joseph Labre? He was a pilgrim saint, wasn't he? He spent his time, that was his vocation from God, going from one shrine to another, only very poorly. He didn't stay in any hotels or have any meals in restaurants, nothing like that. He offered up everything as a sacrifice, and he didn't go to see the sights, but he went to pray at the holy places. He was truly a pilgrim. So the city of Rome, that gives us the adjective that comes in front of Catholic. What religion are you? I'm a Roman Catholic. And if you are Roman, R-O-M-A-N, you might eventually be doing a little roaming, R-O-A-M-I-N-G, which means going from place to place. And that would be going on a holy pilgrimage someday. Well, I mention this because today's saint was the bishop of the city of Rome. That's how you get to be a pope. But he wasn't from Rome. He wasn't even an Italian. He was a Syrian. And he came from the city of Homs in Syria, which unfortunately figured in that terrible war that they've been having in Syria for a number of years now. Well, he left his city, Homs, and he went all the way to Rome, and there he became a deacon, and he served the church. And when they needed another pope, why, they elected him. And as pope, he received a number of guests or visitors who came to the holy city to talk to him and see how things were going. One of them was a great historian, and his name was Agesippus. And he wrote about how thriving the Catholics were in this holy city. And then another one was a very old man, and his name was Saint Polycarp, and he came to Rome to talk to the Pope about when you should have Easter. You see, back then, this was in the second century, so a long time ago, there were two entirely different ways of keeping Easter. One way they did in the East, where our Lord had lived, they remember that while our Lord was crucified, St. John says, on the Jewish Passover. And after all, our Lord is the true Lamb of God, and we pass over through his precious blood. in remembrance of all of that, they kept Easter on the Jewish Passover each year. The Jewish Passover this year actually fell on Good Friday, the original day. It does sometimes. The church in Rome, however, not having that sort of those historical roots or background, they kept Easter on a Sunday by a different calculation because they remembered our Lord rose from the dead on Sunday, although indeed he had been crucified on Friday. So there was kept Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday. Well, they had a nice discussion, the two of them, and the Pope had St. Polycarp, on account of him being a saint and very holy, say Mass for everybody to show that there weren't any hard feelings, but they had to agree to disagree, as Catholics sometimes have to do, even today, because they each had their own tradition, and they both had to stay faithful to that. Well, others came to this city when our saint today was the Pope, the bishop in charge, and these others weren't very good. They were called heretics. They wanted to teach false doctrine. And that poor Pope, he had such a hard time dealing with them all. He had to fight against the Gnostics. Remember the Gnostics? They thought there was like a secret knowledge and that anything good was only spiritual and not material, and had all odd ideas. Well, it turns out the Gnostics, for their teachers, the men wore long hair. So the Pope said, right, it's against the law for any priests to have long hair. He didn't want his priests looking like the heretical teachers. And there was another false teacher, and he was a Martian. That doesn't mean, though, that he came from Mars or anything like that. It's just that that was his name, Martian. And he was a Gnostic, and he only accepted certain books of the Bible. And he taught that there were two gods, a good god and a bad god. That's the Manichaean heresy that would trouble the church for centuries. Eventually, Our Lady gave us the rosary to conquer that. And then there were the Judaizers, and they claimed to be Christians, but they followed all the Jewish rules, and they wouldn't believe in our Lord as truly God. So that was no good either. And finally, as if all of that weren't bad enough for this poor Pope, no wonder he became a saint from all he suffered. St. Anicetus had to face the Pentecostals, or the Charismatics, who were all the time speaking in tongues and prophesying, and they believed that revelation, new doctrines, were still going on today. They were called the Montanists back then. It was quite a bit of suffering for the Pope, but I think the Pope and the early Christians would often read the gospel that I've just now read to you from St. John, in which our Lord says, don't be worried about those things. There's always going to be some problems, either in your life or in the church. There'll always be some confusion and some difficulties. What I want you to remember, our Lord says, is that the sorrow gives way to joy. Just think, children, of what's been going on recently. Well, we had a terrible March, didn't we? Cold, cold weather and snow, and sometimes we couldn't even have school, which probably is a not unmixed blessing. And sometimes people couldn't come to Mass on Sunday, and it was very cold and dark for so long. But now look, what a beautiful spring day it is. The sun is out, and all the dandelions are blossoming, and everything is so beautiful now. We forget about the winter, because now we're in the spring. That's exactly what our Lord says. And then think, too, about the long, sad ceremonies of Holy Week, and how hard we all had to work and pray and try to behave ourselves during them. But now that's all over, and now we're joyful. And now we're thinking, oh, the school year's almost over, and summer vacation is coming, and our Lord has risen from the dead, and pretty soon it will be Mary's month. These are all happy and joyful thoughts for us. And that's how life is, children. But what's the one thing to remember? Well, we remember that we're Catholics. We follow Jesus Christ. And of course, today we're remembering, do we put that adjective in front of it? We're Roman Catholics, and we're very proud to be so. You may never, in your roamings during your life, make it all the way to Rome, children, but you must, wherever you go, always show that you're a follower of Jesus Christ. There'll always be some sad times, but there always will be happy ones as well. What matters is that we stay with the joy that only our Lord can give us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.